The Six Pointer Podcast.
Hello and welcome to what I'm going to call the most surreal episode of the Six Pointer Podcast I think we're ever likely to record, although knowing Palace will go on and do something after ridiculous. This, but yeah, so I'm Matthew, John, I'm my brother Luke, and we're here in Leipzig.
Well mate, sitting outside in on a beautiful day, it's about 25 degrees out here, not a cloud in the sky, no. It is stunning. Just had a bratwurst and sitting here having a couple of beers mate, and then
Bradburger?
No idea. Who was that? John Beer's fine. Yeah. And yeah, mate, we're what 8.5 hours away from kickoff now. A very surreal experience to think that we've travelled, obviously stayed in Frankfurt last night and travelled by a train this morning that had its challenges that itself.
Well, the whole journey has actually, isn't it, really? I mean, starting off back at home on the way into London and the sort of the notice that there was been a, I think it was a fire alarm had gone off at, was it Farringdon?
Farringdon, yeah.
Yeah. So I jumped off and met you at, was it Temblink? Mm-hmm. Blackfriars, kind of where it was.
Yeah.
And then we had to make a rush across the Tottenham Court Road to make a train in time. But luckily we left ourselves enough time. So good forward planning there, particularly from you, encouraged me to leave even earlier than I planned, so which is good.
You're welcome.
Obviously that bus journey was fun across London, the blistering heat, wasn't it?
It was sort of the oppressive sort of heat yesterday in London, was at 34 degrees sort of thing, and then being on a bus in that sort of, it's essentially an oven. But yeah, here today, you know, we've got a bit of breeze, it's 25, it's much more comfortable. This is a nice time to sit outside in the sun, never have a beer.
And a bratwurst,
yeah, but you couldn't do that yesterday in London, so no. Yeah, very, very thankful for that.
And as you say, yeah, we had a good flight to Frankfurt. Mm-hmm. 55 minutes, it was very so good, quick. Good, yeah. Lufthansa, I'd fly them again, very good service. Got a free bottle of water, so that was good.
And chocolate.
And some free chocolate, yeah, forgot that. Lindt chocolate. So yeah, that was good. And then, yeah, like you say, stayed last night in that crazily insulated, I don't know what time, six hotel. Is. Yeah, which again was good, which was full of Palace fans, wasn't it? Queue to check in was huge. We managed to drink a beer in the queue. It was that long, which was nice. And then, yeah, I didn't sleep very well last night. I don't think you did either, really. I don't know if it's excitement, anticipation, it is, isn't it? Yeah. Anxiety. I don't know what it is. I just couldn't settle last night. I think about lots of different things. But look, we're here now. And like you say, it was fun this morning. And again, hats off to you for clocking that they changed our train journey. That made a bit of a interesting, quicker paced trip across.
Rush across town, was it, to get to a different train station. But we're here, look, we're here. Got the train, what was it, 3.5 hours or something like that. Had a little nap.
That was decent.
Yeah, first class, which you can't complain.
It was only a tenner extra, so you know why.
Very nice, yeah. Sat and yeah, got here, mate, and to the hotel, dropped our bags, had a quick shower, and out again for a beer. So
and here we are.
Yeah, here we are. You were talking about last night and anxiety. So I said this to you earlier, right? This feels very different to the last few Palace big games in the sense that, I mean, the FA Cup semi-final and the final, I don't think Palace were expected to win them, especially not the final, obviously, right? And obviously, you know, you wanted to win them, but you didn't expect it to happen.
Yeah.
You know, it was a bit like the Community Shield was a, you know, it was a nice to win, but if we don't win, that's okay. It doesn't really matter. And I'm not sort of comparing the Community Shield and the FA Cup because I think they're two very different feelings, but in the same sense that we were underdogs, I think, for both of those games, and we're going to this game tonight as the favourite. And that makes me very anxious because this isn't something which I've experienced as a Palace fan before, going into a big game, a final. You know, obviously you and I have experienced FA Cup finals, Community Shields, playoff finals, big games before, but never as a Palace favourite. And this feels, I don't know, uneasy. I feel uncomfortable being a favourite for this, bro. I mean, how do you feel about it?
I just want the game now. I'm kind of done with talking about it and waiting. This
good news for the podcast, isn't it?
Well, no. What I mean, yeah, okay, fair play, got me there. Obviously, I like talking about it for the podcast, but what I mean is, like, we're sitting here, what is it? It's coming up to 12:30. There's a long time to the game, and obviously, yeah, we've got some plans for today. We're going to go get some proper German grub this afternoon, but it's still kind of like, it's part of the time between now and the game and the kickoff. And I just yeah, I know what you mean. It is a different feeling to be expected to win. Saying that, I get what you're saying, but I do think that we are well equipped to win this game. I just think there's something about the manager and the way this team is set up, and I've taken a lot of confidence from the way he started the last game, the semi-final, the away leg. And just, if Palace can get going, three for luck. If Palace can get going and come out the blocks strongly, I think we'll be in for a good game tonight. My worry is, bruv, if we don't, or if it drags on a bit, and that's when I start to become nervous. But I understand what you mean about, it's an unusual feeling for us being expected to be the winners of this game tonight.
Yeah, look, maybe I'm just being pessimistic, because looking at the flip side of it, like you say, Oliver Glasner has been here before. You know, he's not this competition, you know, obviously Europa League, but a similar competition. You know, he knows, we've seen it from the cup run last year, that he's got that cup winning mentality, which he sort of imparts into the squad. And I think they'll be undoubtedly, you know, set up to win this game very, very well, I think, you know. And, you know, look, it's a football game, anything can happen. But like you say, if we have a good start, a strong start, you know, a bit like the Aston Villa semi-final, you know, like we weren't expecting to win that one so comfortably, but in the end we blew them away. And hopefully we can have something similar today if we, you know, start strongly, score in, I don't know, half an hour or something like that. You know, I think I feel very anxious if we go in at half time 0-0.
I understand what you mean.
But then saying that, I mean, Shakhtar, we were in Poland, weren't we, a month ago now, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, and we got pissed on, let's be honest, by Shakhtar. But when we had our chances, we took them. And I think perhaps that's going to be a similar story today, that the fact that, you know, we might have to weather a storm at times, but when Palace attack, hopefully you'll see the gulf in quality, and I mean that respectfully, between the two sides, because let's face it, we're facing a mid-table La Liga side. Obviously, they finished eighth last season and hence got the reward to get into the Conference League. But really, Palace should be favourites and are favourites. I just hope that there isn't too much sort of overconfidence in the squad, which I'm sure Oliver Glasner wouldn't allow.
Yeah, I also think we left something in the tank after the Arsenal game.
Oh, yeah.
I know people are worried about the injuries, but I think we did leave something in the tank. We did leave it on the pitch.
That was the exhibition game, this builder's rough. I mean, both teams had a European final coming up in the next 3 to 5 days. I mean, after half an hour, I could have been done with that game and gone home, if I'm honest.
So could the players. I think that's a positive for today, is that it's today, it's happiness today. But that's it's positive for today is that we haven't had a, you know, imagine if you'd had to win that game to stay up, or, you know, something we're riding on it, when it really didn't matter. No one would give two hoots today about the game on Sunday. So, yeah, I think that's where my confidence comes from. So I'm quietly confident, I'd say, about tonight. But I agree with what you're saying about we need a good start. But also, I think the longer it goes on, if we aren't to score early, the longer it goes on becomes a lot more of a anxious situation.
Yeah, and let's hope that Chris Richards is fit so we can have a solid back line. I'm sure he'll be, you know, wanting to start the game, albeit he's got a World Cup to look forward to. But I'm sure Chris Richards going into his first European final, we say, just, you know, give me the injections and let me play on. Hopefully Adam Morton the same, because it'll be great to go in there with our strongest 11. You know, no disrespect to Lerma and Hughes, who will be starting in their positions otherwise. I think we can go into it with Palace's first 11 strong. You know, my money's on Brennan Johnson to score, because I think it's written that, you know, having had a
It's been very sort of meh, hasn't it, the sea start to Palace, you mean? It's been very sort of much of nothing. He's kind of had a couple of opportunities. He's had that that one, was it one off the header. Line? Was it off the line, or was that one he missed? There was one the header. Yeah. Was that one he missed? Didn't he have a blinding shot as well that should have gone in, that was like something? But he had a couple of like so-so chances. He did a couple of sort of spurts forward. from like, but he can't look better when he's played wing back. Honestly,
well, so was it Larnaca or Florentino or someone that we played wing back, didn't he? And he'd actually really good going up and down. He used that pace quite a lot, and he's just, you know, staturally he's a big bloke. You know, he's probably about at least six foot. So it's interesting to see someone in that position, but I just think that it's written for him to have all this sort of people writing him off. 35 million, you know, which I think is very unfair because he doesn't set the price. You know, it's nothing to do with him in that sense. He just, you know, goes where the club sells him, providing he wants to play there, obviously. I think it's just written for him to score tonight. And if he does, I'll be 80 quid better off. So, yeah, I think Ismail Assar is obviously always a given the fact that he's... Was it 9 goals in the Conference League this season? 8 goals in the Conference League this season so far, and he's a top goal scorer. And no one can beat him unless the Rayo Vallecano chap, who's got 4 goals, scores like 5 goals tonight. Hopefully that won't happen.
Hopefully not.
He's made a goal, have the golden boot. But I've got a feeling that it would be such a Palace story, wouldn't it, for Brennan Johnson to be, you know, written off and, oh, he's rubbish and, oh, he's not good enough, this and that, and then he comes and scores the winner. Similar to he did, obviously, for Tottenham last season in the UEFA Cup final.
That's a pub quiz question,
sorry,
isn't it?
Europa League, sorry.
That's a pub quiz question, isn't it? What player scored 2 in a row for different clubs in the
European competitions?
Yeah. I think also Pino is one for me that's got a point to prove tonight.
Running down the wing.
He's running down the wing.
Making the Palace sing.
Hopefully. I just think he's another one who... You know, has had a bit of a stop-start season, and but he's kind of come really good in the European games.
Yeah, he looked better, hasn't he, in those European games? Look, he's had more of an impact, and
it's more at home, doesn't
he? Yeah, he does. I think it's the type of football or whatever. I don't know. Whatever, he just feels more relaxed. He seems to let loose a little bit, and he's a class player, bro. Undoubtedly, I think he'll go on to bigger, better things than Crystal Palace in his time. But
What is that?
What is bigger, better than Crystal Palace?
What is that to think?
Steady on, bro. Come on, feet on the ground.
European champions, hopefully.
Feet on the ground.
I do think, though, that we've got a number of players in that kind of position, and obviously we've had a couple move on the last year. But again, for people tonight, it's another chance that, you know, you put you in the limelight, you know, it puts you in a shop window. If you're looking for a move, so the likes of Adam Walter and Mateta are kind of two, I can't see Strand Larsen starting. I see Mateta starting, right? Do you agree?
No, I disagree, actually, because I think JP has looked better coming off the bench. So for me, if it was my choice, I'd start the Beach Boy, Jorgen Strand Larsen, and JP comes on with half hours to go if we need him. That'll be, because I think that when he's come off the bench, JP has made an impact. But look, Oliver Glasner obviously will know best what to do, but I just think that in terms of impacts of the bench, JP has certainly shown that. Saying that, you know, look, the Beach Boy, he scored against Shakhtar off the bench, didn't he? And that was goal of the month. Was that goal of the season, actually, wasn't it? I think that won goal of the season, didn't it? Vote as well. It's a great finish. I went absolutely radio rental when that one went in. So, that, more of the same on that, please, Jurgen, tonight.
Radio rental. What a shot that was. It's fair. It's a really fair point, bruv. What a nice problem to have, right, to have those two strikers. And
options.
You and me talking earlier, Mateta is very likely to go in the summer.
Yeah.
But for now and tonight, we've got those two options and to play with, and Glasner, like you say, will play with what he thinks is the right method for the game tonight. But I think most of the starting 11 picks itself is probably the one for me. I'm not quite sure. I think like to see Kamada, Walton, if he's fit. I guess if Richard's fit, he plays. If not, Riyad.
It'll be Chaddy, yeah, I'd imagine so. Chaddy Riyad in place of, unless he goes with Jefferson Lerma at the back. But I'd imagine. I mean, I like Will Hughes, but I would feel much more comfortable with Jefferson Lerma alongside Dimitri Kamara rather than Will Hughes.
Dimitri Kamara? Yeah. Dimitri Kamara? What, Chris Kamara's brother?
That's Chaddy Riyad, isn't it? He looks like Chris Kamara.
He does that. I must admit, I'd be very comfortable with Chaddy coming in for Richards.
So up front then, in the 2-10s, it's Sar, obviously, is a given. Is it Pino or is it Brennan?
I'll play Pino.
Pino.
I'd start Pino. Would you?
Well, because I've got a tenner and I want Brendan Johnson to start with.
Yeah, he'll come on the score. He'll come on the score. Okay. I think, yeah. So I'm going to really go out on the whim here. I'm going 3-0 Palace tonight. I'm really positive about it. This is this German beer. Randall Burger, mate.
Also, dirt cheap in this place. We're just around the corner from the hotel. Right? What was it? €2?
€2 each, yeah. And that bratwurst for £2.50.
Mate, come on. This is what I'm talking about.
That'll tide us over.
I mean, I know, to be fair, we are 10 minutes out of the city centre in sort of industrial state, but doesn't feel like it. We're covered by, look, there's fig trees, there's grapevine here, there's a cat. I can smell the cat piss. But, there, you know, there's...
Maybe this could be the backing picture for the pod.
Could be. Well, I think I'll use the bratwurst, maybe. But
for the listeners, we are actually sitting in front of like a little garden.
It's beautiful.
There's a fire pit over there as well. I mean, you did get it all in the pod. That's a pizza thing, isn't it?
Oh, it's a pizza oven. Are you sure?
No, actually. Cat's house. That's pizza oven. Cat's living in there when the pizza's not being cooked. But yeah, we are in a bit of the outskirts. Like, this is good, man. This is a bit of us.
Got the breeze. This is nice and quiet. And
well, we couldn't really record the pod in the square centre where people are going to be singing and dancing. Like, we have to go there in a bit before we get our early dinner. But yeah, that's our plan. So, you know, whatever you're doing this afternoon, hope you have a great time. You know, I'm going to say this is for us, I think, it's a once in a lifetime to date. I'm kind of like, this is like, we're not really here. You know, it's not really happening.
It won't feel real until we're in the stadium, will it?
I think you're right. Yeah, it was a bit like the Shakhtar game, actually. It was a bit like what we're doing playing in a European final. I know it's like, it's the Conference League, but we could, Palace could win a European trophy tonight.
Could you imagine?
You can't not look back to the FA Cup final, how much that changed. Just changed everything. It's nuts. Like, I can't watch the last 10 minutes or like clips of the final whistle without getting quite emotional.
Yeah, well, I did that the other day, actually, because I think ITV, is it ITV put up? Or BBC, someone put up the last 10 minutes on YouTube, and it's that, and then the trophy lift. And yeah, I mean, that, and then the fact that, you know, YouTube's algorithm then takes you to the sort of the fan things, and you've got the people crying and hugging each other, and yeah, it takes back to the moment of you and I, brother, just sort of just broke down at that moment when the final whistle went. It was just such a relief, sort of all that anxiety, and being absolutely pummeled by Man City, and then Jeremy Doku obviously drags that shot wide, and that was the party time. Then everyone knew that Dean Henderson was going to take 30 seconds to take this goal kick, and it was all going to be over, and it was. And then it was just I watched that TNT segment they did as part of the FA Cup, the People's Cup thing. Palace reposted it on their own YouTube channel recently, and Doc Brown's sitting there.
I watched half of that. I haven't finished that
very
yet.
Good, good. Yeah, Doc Brown's sitting there, and he says that, you know, as the final whistle went, he was just sobbing like a baby, and sobbing and just bawling his eyes out. He turned around and everyone was crying, just everyone, and just it was just a moment which I don't think will ever get recreated. Even if Palace go on now to win the Europa Cup, Jesus Christ, I'm showing my age, UEFA Europa League, and then the Champions League, for me nothing will ever beat that moment at the FA Cup, because that was, I mean, for
it's
me
the first, wasn't it?
that and the fact the FA Cup, I think, is still special to me. I was watching some of the Vinnie Jones documentary on the plane over here, and I miss the fact that it used to get so much, I don't know, time. Like, they used to get, like, Des Lynam was on the Wimbledon and Liverpool coach in the 1989 FA Cup final, 88, whatever it was. You know, they used to be, the programme used to start at 10 o'clock in the morning. The FA Cup, because we grew up in that era, the FA Cup is held in such high regard. And it's still, for me, the fact that you can have Beckenham Town, Croydon, you know, anyone can join it from such a low rank, so anyone could beat anyone, really. It is really, for me, the greatest cup competition in the world, and Palace have won that.
I think also when a team like a Palace, or some of the teams have got in the semi-final this year, didn't to Leeds, something at semi-final as well,
Chelsea, Leeds and Southampton, wasn't it?
Southampton, sorry, I'll use an S. When those clubs get to the semi-final stage, and then obviously, you know, wasn't to be this year, but if the likes of Leeds or Southampton got to the final, I think the attraction to it, that more people watch it. Whereas if it's like a two big classic big teams, I think it's more of a, like a procession. It's more of a, it's the cup final. Whereas actually when it was like our year, like the amount of messages and stuff we had from people afterwards. So obviously people are Palace fans, they see it, but like people were watching it. Like messaged us live, like when we were in the ground, and like, you know, I think those types of games have a bit more to them than the classic, oh, it's Man United and Man City who are playing. So, and that's the magic of the FA Cup, as they say, isn't it? And but look, it all links today, it links back to that day.
Well, going back to the FA Cup, Rob, I mean, I spoke to a geezer at work when was the cup final? Last weekend? Or weekend before last? Whenever it was, anyway. Bogart doesn't normally watch football, right? And he said to me, oh, what's the cup final? I thought it was shit. It was boring, you know. It was just like such slow, turgid football. I said, yeah, that's because it was, what was it, Man City?
Chelsea,
wasn't it? And I get it, right? Because if you've got those two big teams who are so well drilled, right? One team loses the ball, all the other team does is run back, get into shape, and try to block them out, right? And then you've got a bank of four and five, right? And they try to win the ball back, and then they break in. The other team then get back into this block, and it's boring to watch. Yep. Whereas if you took a poll of, I don't know, 100 people across London, or across the UK, or whatever, and said to them, would you rather watch Chelsea Leeds or Southampton? No, so Chelsea Man City or Southampton Leeds cup final.
Southampton Leeds cup final
would have been brilliant to watch, wouldn't it? And so I think that's the thing. Obviously, last season Palace.
Did you watch it this year?
I watched about 70 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't watch it at all.
It wasn't a great game.
But tell you lie, tell no lie. If it was Southampton Leeds, I was sat down to watch it. I'd have made time to watch that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But that's what I mean. That's the magic of it, isn't it?
Yeah, and you've got two teams because they're going out to win it, and I think that obviously these big teams, Man City, Chelsea, they know they can do this block and do this sort of like lines of defence because they know they've got the quality that when they do break, they can hurt another team.
Yeah.
Whereas I think that a Leeds and a Southampton, I think it will be chaos. You know, because they obviously they're well drilled, they're professional clubs. Obviously, Leeds are obviously a Premier League club, especially as well. So they will be a level of sort of tactical
nous.
Yeah. But still, there would be a bit more flux to it, wouldn't there? There'd be more going on. There'd be more, you know, you wouldn't really know what's going to happen. Yeah. Whereas I think it's a bit more predictable when it's two big yep. teams. But look, that's by the by. We're here now, aren't we?
We're here. Right, let's pause. That was the end of part one. We've had a bratwurst for a beer. I think we're going to change. I'm going to change location.
Yeah,
we're going to go to the other place under the bridge.
All right.
Yeah, going to check that out. So we will be back with part two for more insight.
And maybe part three. Well, the beer flows, mate. You might be talking more.
This is going to be a multi-part one. I'm saying I'm going to call it now. So yeah,
I'll send this to Jeremy, by the way, because he asked me if there was going to be a pre-match pod. I said probably not, but I'll send him the audio. So
this clip.
Yeah.
All right. This one's for you, Jeremy.
Big up, Jeremy.
So for all the other listeners, stick tight with us. We will change location and be back with you for part two. Hello and welcome back to part two of the Six Pointer Podcast. The most relaxed podcast we've recorded. We are.
Well, literally, mate, you are horizontal.
I'm lying down in a park in the middle of Leipzig.
It's the beers.
It's the beers talking.
That's why you're lying down, it's the beers.
Yeah, here we go. Mate, this is spectacular. We are just sunbathing.
It's lovely, mate. We've got a couple of beers from the local supermarché and just sitting here. Mate, talking. We've done a quiz, haven't we? Talking Palace, just reminiscing, talking about Palace versus Samsunspor and where we were sitting in the stadium in 1998, 1999.
I think you're right.
August 99 would have been.
I think 88. I think you're right.
98.
Terry Venables.
Yeah. So terrible kit. Terrible home kit. But yeah, mate. It's
I had that shirt. I don't know where it is.
Oh, shit. All right. But I just think, mate, this is a lovely build up to this evening's activities, and we've still got dinner to come. Yeah,
oh, mate.
I'm starving, and also as well.
So after we finished part two, we had a little walk around. We tried to find an Italian restaurant/cafe that was close.
It's French.
Google was it?
French, not Italian.
Oh, sorry, French.
They're like Futau on the side of it.
It was supposed to be open as per Google, but you know. So then we jumped on the train.
Oh, yeah, the English were coming and put their flags up, didn't they?
They saw you got your flag. We jumped on the train via the garage and the Netto to get some beer.
Quite some Palace fans on the way, innit?
Quite some bloke at the station. He's loving it. And then, we got the train into, is it Market Place?
Yeah, basically in the middle. And coming off the escalator, come up there. Mental, wasn't it? Like,
it was
literally,
yeah.
Palace everywhere. And obviously we're right by the Rayo Vallecano fan zone bit. But Palace everywhere, mate. It's red and blue shirts everywhere. I do fear for the body odour experience in the stadium later, though, because everyone's wearing these like 100% polyester shirts all day, mate. It's like 26 degrees, mate. Luckily, me and you opted for the more sensible white cotton tee, But he won his Palace shirts. Oh my God! Like, let's hope nobody does blad all over their arms up, because Jesus Christ! Like, there's going to be some vomit all over the place, everyone.
Oh God! Sakes. Oh, I hope not. Yeah, so we're just chilling. Like you say, we've got a couple of beers and we're sitting in the park. So this is a way day adventure's done properly. But
this is European finals done properly. albeit we are drinking Budweiser, which is the
German.
Is it still German Bud?
No, it says Anheuser Butch.
I think it's just normal Budweiser, but just a German tin on it. Yeah, but which is pretty crap beer to be fair. But that's fine, mate. It was cheap, and it was cold. Which is better than what was it on the plane yesterday when we tried to get a beer from Heathrow to Frankfurt and ended up touching the beer and sending it back because it was warm. But living the dream, mate. I'm looking forward to some what do you say German cuisine was apart from sausage?
Well, I'm not we had sausage for lunch
and more sausage,
so more sausage dinner.
Yeah, definitely.
What I thought was nice in Poland is we had that starter that was like that
soup
that had sausage in it.
Right, pork in it, no sausage.
And then we had
beef shin. That was it.
Oh, that was nice.
That was sick.
And then cheesecake. We didn't need the cheesecake.
I didn't.
That was your fault.
Do it anyway. It wasn't me. It was you. I was having an espresso. You're like, oh, yeah, let's get a cheesecake. But no, because we've got time to kill, we're definitely going all three courses tonight. Yeah. Might even stop for a palate cleanser as well.
Oh my God.
Get some shots. Limoncello.
Shots.
Yeah, definitely. You know what? Looking around here, right? There's a geezer over there in the yellow, what do you call it, mustard away shirt from this year. That shirt is horrible. It really is. Well, I think coming up there, right, it's probably the worst Palace shirt within the last 5-10 years. And because of that, because it's so ugly, that's going to become a collector's item, isn't it, in about 10 years' time. When we look back in 10 years' time, people are going to be using that. Oh, it's a retro shirt, the gold shirt. It's grim. Mostly because if you wear it for any period of time, the sweat marks become just this dirty, yellowy, horrible colour. I'm just not a fan.
I'm 50-50 on it. I know what you mean. It's not the best shirt.
Why are you buying it?
Pardon?
Why are you buying it?
Why did I buy it?
Yeah.
Because I got the home and away. I didn't want that further. I worried. I was worried that they were going to wear it tonight, and that therefore become the shirt. But
I said too, I was gutted that it wasn't the white shirt, because I thought that's the nicest out of the three we had this year. But it will be the home one, and let's hope that it's got gold winners 26 on the back, or champions. Did we talk about this? Did we settle on champions or winners?
Winners.
Why not champions?
Because you're not champion. Anything, are you?
Can't you be a UEFA Conference League champion?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
So look,
one for debate, maybe.
This is one for debate. I think, we just wanted to record a little bit just to capture like what we've been doing throughout the day. Obviously, earlier was an absolute touch finding that random back end place that only people who worked in that industrial estate knew about.
That was pretty fantastic.
€2 beers and €2.50. Bratwurst sausages. Yeah. Then when we got off the train, they were selling for about €7 here, so nowhere near as good as well. Yeah. And like you say, walking through the fan zone and sort of surrounding area, it was busy there. Like, it was cool to walk through, see everyone, but I didn't really want to spend much time there, to be honest with you. Fair play, right? For some people,
yeah, of course, it would be in amongst it, but yeah. I can hear Chris Grierson in the background there, just on the microphone. Yeah,
is that really?
That was Chris Grierson shouting, having a good time. I think it's because Czech Decorates just turned up, which got down. I think they were due at up past three, but whatever it was. But no, I'm with you, bruv. Like, obviously, great to see it. Wouldn't want to sit amongst it, if I'm honest. And look, we found a good little spot here, to be fair. Like, everyone's having a good time. There's lots of Palace here as well. Everyone's got a few beers from the local new zones or whatever. What's that geezer doing over there? He's doing some...
Measuring
some shit. Yeah. Mate, this is lovely. We need to leave in a minute, actually, to walk to the restaurant.
So let's sign out here, then. Yeah. Maybe we'll record a bit more for the restaurant. Or maybe the next time you're here for us will be after the game. Who knows?
Yeah, and hopefully it's a positive result, mate. Because, as I said to you, tomorrow we've got to get an early train to Hamburg. So if we lose and go to Hamburg, that's going to be brutal.
Do you reckon everyone's booked the cab?
You what?
Do you reckon the hotel woman's booked the cab?
I hope so, mate. Otherwise, it's going to be a bit of a rush.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, tomorrow morning is a early start. I think it's a 5:20. I think we said 5:15 cab. We're going to get from the hotel.
If we win, we'll go to bed. Just staying up, sleep on the plane.
Well, I didn't sleep last night, so why not? So yeah, so early start tomorrow. But either way, we will be back with you for either pre-match build-up or post-match reaction. But this is not the last.
Pre-match for what?
Post-match reaction. What did I say? Pre-match
build-up. For what?
Pre-match build-up.
just the next pre-season friend in July.
Yeah. We'll be back. So yeah, stay tuned at Six Point Podcast, Instagram, and Twitter, and see you back for part three. Hello and welcome back to the Six Pointer Podcast. This is part three of the pod. I said we'd be back, and we are back as champions of Europe.
The Conference League, bro. But yeah, it's. I think the last bit we were talking. We were in the garden of that.
In that park, yeah.
Oh, sorry, it was the park, wasn't it? Sorry, my bad. Sorry, I was thinking back to when we were having that bratwurst and beers. And we did talk about there about it being very surreal. Doesn't feel any more real now, I must admit, even after that atmosphere, that game, and you know, we both remarked that didn't really enjoy that game, for honest. It was very nervy. It was probably a result of us being favourites, especially that first half, which I thought was absolutely terrible, apart from Tyrant Mitchell's near miss. But what a day, bruv. What a day, what a game, what an outcome. And Palace have got Europa League football next year.
It's nuts. I think by the time we get home, we'll have left our houses 48 hours ago. So it's been a pretty whirlwind 48 hours. Obviously, we talked about the journey to Germany and some of the fun we had. But then also, just being over there yesterday, you know, the sun was out. It wasn't stupid heat like it's been at home. Nice temperature. You know, we sat outside load, like you just said. We sat in the park and had a couple of beers. And then we went for a nice... nice bit of grub and the build up to the game. I just kept saying to you, I just want the game now.
Like a long day, didn't it? The build up, I think, because Obviously the game kicks off at 9 local time, so it did feel like a long time coming.
Yeah, and obviously we got to the stadium very early. I don't think I've ever been at a ground 2 hours before kickoff. More than 2 hours, yeah.
What the hell did we do?
Had a beer, stood around, checked out the scenes. We didn't join the march. We went along the side of it, didn't we? And sort of ended up walking ahead of it in the end. But yeah, just sort of soaked it up, didn't we? And then, then kickoff. Actually, to be honest with you, considering it was like a 2 hour wait, I thought kickoff came around quite quickly in the scheme of things. And then, like you say, not a great game of football. The first 10-20 minutes was very end to end. I can imagine watching that back will be quite interesting because they, as well as us, thank you.
Thank you.
Danke. Bit of my German there. For the first 20 minutes, they and us kind of went at it, and we said we hope Palace start well. Rayo kind of started well as well. But then the first half petered out, and it wasn't until that Mitchell chance from our perspective, they had a couple of chances before that, but nothing really solid. And I thought Mitchell should have taken the chance, but like you said, you said he had more time. I kind of just felt that he gambled a bit and got in front of the defender for the cross, and he just kind of, it came at the side of his head right when he was trying to direct it into the corner.
So my thinking was that he sort of had too much time, in the sense that he was further on than he needed to be, in the sense that if he'd held his run, but then I guess if he'd held his run, he might not have been there in front of the defender. Yeah. But in a sense, I felt that if he just was a yard behind it, I think he would be able to get more direction on the header. But look, not that it mattered, because we came out flying out of the box in the second half and got the goal within, 6 minutes, wasn't it? And we really pressed him even before that, in this first 6 minutes before the goal. And I think I turned to you after about, I don't know, we had the Pino free kick that hit both posts. And then I think the defender hit on their own post as well. After that, I turned to you and I said that we're a golf ahead of these guys in terms of quality now, and we really need to take these chances, which we didn't, being Palace, of course.
Yeah, we weren't going to make it easy, were we? The goal itself, obviously Walton, way too much time on the ball from their perspective, and decent shot, keeper. I thought the keeper thought he made a good enough save to push it out, but he pushed it too out and towards... the 16-yard box, didn't he, in the Teta? Yeah, rather pushing it out and across. So yeah, Mateta was there to knock it in, and I've never been so covered in beer in my life.
It was pandemonium, wasn't it? I mean, obviously we were right behind the sort of the fans' first bit at the back of the stand. Great view, I thought, where we were as well, and very pleased that obviously we had the goal in front of us. But it was pretty chaotic. I mean, for most of that second half, that where we were, people everywhere, loads of drunk people. Obviously, you know, they've been there all day, but everyone having a good time. And just, oh mate, it was. I'm just so tired. I've not slept for 2 days. I feel emotionally drained. I think you and I just left and went. Luckily, got the tram, went straight to bed after having a shower and washing all the stale beer off us. But I'm just looking forward to getting home and sleeping, and then I can rewatch the game in full again. And there's plenty of stuff. I said to you as well, like seeing Mateta on the pitch with the GoPro, and that, I think over the next week or so, there's going to be so much stuff coming out. But it's also a bit of a reality check. I caught myself thinking earlier that, you know, Daichi Kamada, Jean-Philippe Mateta, maybe Adam Wharton, Oliver Glasner, that's for sure. You know, last time we'll probably see him representing Crystal Palace, or in any sort of capacity for Crystal Palace. So yeah, it's a bittersweet moment, really.
Yeah, I mean, Daichi Kamada and Adam Wharton both were brilliant yesterday. I thought Kamada particularly was really, really good. Wharton got player of the match, didn't he? Player of the match, yeah. I mean, but like you said, whirlwind 48 hours. I did worry that when we didn't take those two chances, although the free kick, I think that would have been offside anyway, but
well, if it had gone in itself, it would have been fine, yeah. But you mean Chaddy's full up?
Yeah. Yeah, I did worry that we were leaving ourselves open to get caught on the break. And even in the last few minutes, we were still rather sticking in the corner. We were going for it. So they clearly thought they could get a second, which is obviously great to see, although it wasn't great for the nerves. And yeah, we saw it out, and then it was celebrations and good fun. It was very, very different to the FA Cup. The FA Cup was extremely emotional. I think you alluded to it yesterday. It was a bit of a didn't really expect to win it. So there was a significant surprise when we did. Whereas yesterday, we were the favourites. I was relatively confident, although with Palace, you never know. But it was more of a kind of a happiness, moment of happiness rather than emotional output, if that makes sense.
Yeah, the two trips to Wembley, I think we were more in hope than expectation.
Yeah.
And I think this was a reverse of that. You know, people, a lot of Palace fans, I assume, went with expectation rather than hope, you know, that we were going to do the job. And I think that's maybe why it felt a little bit different as well. But also, Rob, maybe we're just getting used to winning trophies. So it's going to feel different, isn't it? This is just, you know what, Man City and Barcelona and Real Madrid fans feel like all the time, you know. It's just, just another one. Just another one. Steve's got to go down to IKEA and get another shelf for the PAX trophy cabinet, whatever it is. And need to make some more room now. Fantastic looking trophy, it must be said as well. Yeah, that's a lovely looking thing.
Really nice, isn't it? And look, as a player, to get medals and to get. So I think Crystal Palace on a European stage was one thing. We were laughing about it when we sat in that bar in London Bridge after winning the cup final. Oh, we get Europe. And obviously, then there was a hoo-ha about what level of Europe we got. And we didn't get the one we expected. But, bruv, I wouldn't change it because now we've won a trophy. You know, would we have won the Europa League? Maybe not. Maybe we would have, I don't know. But it felt like now we've had this and now we've got a second season in Europe, which I know my wife's going to be really happy about.
Well, this was the best case scenario, right? The fact that now this has been the best way for us to get 2 years in Europe.
Yeah.
And especially you've got to think with the changes that Palace have got, obviously in the management and the playing staff as well, the fact that you can offer Europa League football would potentially, if they haven't already got it sorted, offer or attract a different type of manager.
Yeah.
And certainly players as well, who want that extra minimum of 8 games in Europe, you know, and looking at the pots, you know, I think it feels like Juventus in there and, you know, obviously Sunderland and Bournemouth as well. But I mean, like, this is where, you know, we were worrying, I think, earlier in the season that, oh, you know, we'd love to go to that away game, but I might not be able to get tickets this ever because of the allocation. Now, if we're going to some big boy stadiums, man, imagine going to Juventus on a Thursday night or Wednesday, Thursday night, and you know, the capacity for the away fans will be like 3,000-4,000. Like, it's going to be incredible, incredible for Palace. There is the other flip side of it, is that obviously the financial rules are a little bit more stringent in Europe, so Palace obviously got to think about that. But you've got to invest in the squad. I think I don't think the next manager will want to have such a small squad that Oliver Glasner did. So I expect there to be a few bodies coming in, notwithstanding obviously the ones that are going out this summer.
Yeah, exciting times ahead. What a 48 hours. What a year for Palace. Just over a year, right? Three trophies, three celebrations. We were saying we're not sure if the club will do something. I'm sure they will do something, but what it will be in terms of a celebration for carrying on from last night. Obviously, the Sellhurst images, the beanbag images, look brilliant. As did, I think it was the Box Park we saw as well. Croydon one looked full as well. So lots of people who want to get together, as well as all the sore heads chatting about with us. Well, I can't have much more to say other than we've signed it out now, because I reckon I had about 2 hours sleep in the room last night, if I'm lucky. You didn't sleep well at all. I slept really well on the train. We both had a nap on the train, didn't we? We had a 4-hour journey from Leipzig, a very early start again, got up at 4:45. We got to bed at about 12:30, 12:45, but then didn't go to sleep for a long, long time.
Hamburg Airport right now, mate. This is nice, isn't it? It's a nice place. I want to go and sit over there if we've got time and watch the runway to feed my aviation nerd. Scratch that itch, I guess. But let's get home, mate. Get home, have a long hot shower, go to bed.
Not together.
No, obviously.
Just clarify.
Different houses, different showers, different beds. That's not me and Bevan. That's another man called David.
We are brothers. Look. Brilliant 40 hours up the Palace. European champions, mate, and three trophies in a year. The bar is set. So, 26-27 season is going to be something special to top this. Right, at Six Pointer Podcast, Instagram and Twitter. Wherever you watch that from, hope you enjoyed it. And let's carry on those celebrations, I'm sure, in the days and weeks to come. It doesn't change, because we always say, up the Palace.
The Six Pointer Podcast.